An interim tax committee meeting this week near your hometown. Tell us about what was discussed on Thursday, Senator.
We heard some testimony from Missourians who have had dealings with the Department of Revenue with either conflicting points of view on what taxes they should pay, whether it's a sales tax, a use tax, and talked a little bit about some of the expectations that Missourians should have going forward with the Department of Revenue.
In your estimation, are these claims from these folks justified?
Well, they are very frustrating stories where you have business owners who are trying to do what's right, work hard, service their customers, and then they get an additional probe from the Department of Revenue without any type of warning whatsoever. So I stated at the committee meeting that I think it's important that we communicate better with Missourians, that we're clear about what our expectations are, what taxes they need to pay. And I think we have had some legislation that will help in that way. I think everyone in Missouri believes that they want their taxes low, but they're willing to pay their fair share. But when they're not treated fairly, it's a problem, and we should do everything we can to make sure that that fairness is there.
Is the Department of Revenue doing this based on a new policy, or is this something that the legislature was familiar with before it started happening?
We heard some testimony in the Ways and Means Committee in the last 2 years that I've been in the Senate around legislation. This is more of an open feedback to this committee for ongoing. I think some of it's more of a change in policy than a change in legislation. And a lot of it is the interpretation of that legislation, what the Department of Revenue interprets versus what the taxpayer interprets. That's where you really get into the bind in the conflict.
Is this a situation where the checks and balances in the state constitution are such that the legislature should or could keep better tabs on this, or is this something that the revenue is fine and doing on its own?
Well, you know, I think it's our duty to keep tabs on how we're collecting taxes, how we're using taxes, and we're very faithful to the taxpayers of Missouri. So I think these questions that we're asking are appropriate. As always, when it goes through the legislative process, the solution is where we may part ways on how we do this. I will be a big proponent in open communication with the Missouri taxpayers more than any type of ideological belief that people don't need to pay their taxes.
Given the due date for a final report, or at least the time for the committee to wrap up at the end of this year, what happens between now and then? Are some more hearings scheduled for the next few months?
The plan is to have a hearing in St. Louis and then one in Jefferson City over veto session. And then I think from there is when the committee will submit a report.